Yerushalmi, Demai, corresponding to Bavli, Zvachim, Daf, Pei, Zayin. We begin on Daf Zayin, Amud Aleph, the beginning of the new perek, the second perek, at the Mishnah. Eilu Dvarim, Mitzasrim, Demai, B'chol Mokim, Hadvela, V'Tamarim, V'Churim, Ha'oyrez, V'Kamoin, Ha'oyrez, Shebechutz Laoret, Kol HaMishtamesh, M'menu, Potter. The following fruits are obligated in Demai in any place, meaning even from Kaziv and beyond, which is usually exempt from the laws of Demai. Pressed figs, dates, carobs, rice, and cumin. However, as for rice from Chutz La'aretz, which is visibly different to rice from Eretz Yisrael, whoever uses it is exempt from Demai. And the Gemara says, Taman Taninan, Shum Bal Bechi, Abatzal, Shal Rechpa, Vagrisin, Vakilkin, Vadoshim, Hamitzios, Hamin Halalu, Aidek, Shiesh, Kyutzbehen, Beretz Yisrael, Socha Chachamim, Liten, Lahem Simon, Aval Ha'altsuim, Vaha Pistakin, Vaad Stubilin, Aidesh, and Kyutzbehen, Beretz Yisrael, Lotzochu, Liten, Lahem Simon. The Gemara says that the Mishnah in Maseches Maasos teaches that the following produce is exempt from Maasos in Eretz Yisrael because they don't grow in Eretz Yisrael and were certainly brought from Chutz La'aretz. Baal Bechim, garlic, Richpa onions, Kilikin beans, and Egyptian lentils. Since these species, means garlic and onions, grow in Eretz Yisrael, Chazon need to specify the type of each species that is exempt. But as for Altsarin, Pistachin, and Itzduberlin, since none of these species grow in Eretz Yisrael, there was no need to specify the type. Amir Rabbi Avin, Hadam Asnifen, Chilufa, Chiyuv Hamin Ha'elu, Alidei She'en, Kiyotz Bahen, Bechutz La'aretz, Socha Chomim, Lumenoisim. But Avin says that unlike that Mishnah in Maasos, that listed things that certainly don't grow in Eretz Yisrael, our Mishnah taught that there's an obligation on a species that does not grow in Chutz La'aretz, so it certainly grew in Eretz Yisrael. Vaha Tevela Bevoitzra, the question is, doesn't our Mishnah list pressed figs, even though they grow in Batzra, which is in Chutz La'aretz? The Gemara answers, Shchikehi, the weak ones used for grinding grow in Eretz Yisrael. Vaha Tamarim Balaxandria, don't dates grow in Alexandria? The Kikin, those are the thin, skinny ones. Vaha Chorov Babiari, don't carobs grow in Biari? Gidatu, they're broken, weak ones. Vaha Oyrez Bechulta, doesn't rice grow in Chulta? Avsahu Sumaku, no, there it's red, it's round and red. Hukamoin Bekifrus, cumin grows in Kippus. No, Akamhu, no, there it's crooked. Amrav Loza, Loshonu ela halekeach min ha'yisrael, or halekeach min ha'akum vada, I should say. Rav Loza says that the law of Demai only applies to produce bought from a Jew, a Jewish Amaretz, but if bought from a Gentile, it's definite tevel. Rav Yochanan amar loshniyehi halekeach min yisrael, hi halekeach min ha'akum Demai. Rav Yochanan says it makes no difference whether it's bought from a Jew or from a Gentile, it's Demai. Rav Loza, reasoned that most of Eretz Yisrael is in the hands of Gentiles. Rav Yochanan Sava Mei Meroiv Eretz Yisrael Nesuna Biyad Yisrael. Vafilu Yizbor Rav Loza Rav Yochanan Roiv Eretz Yisrael Nesuna Biyad Yisrael Rav Loza Chash Lemiut. Rav Yochanan reasoned that most of Eretz Yisrael is in the hands of Jews. We assume that even when he buys produce from a Gentile, the Gentile probably bought it from Jews, so it's demai and it must be tithed. But even if Rav Loza would agree that Rav Yochanan about this, he's still concerned for the minority, so produce brought from a Gentile must certainly be tithed. Kada sukia shehi mistapekes yom echad min ha'isa nasa isa hayom huchach lechol hayomim. It's like the caravan of travelers who, although on most days they take permitted food, one day they take prohibited food. On any given day we have a doubt, and it's considered kavua, a fixed day, therefore it is as if it happened on half of the days, making it prohibited, and its application of the concept we find in many places, including in the Bavli in Ksubas Daf Tesvav, where it's learned from a pasuk over there that when the item about which we're in doubt is kavua, means it's fixed or stationary, we don't follow the majority, rather it's viewed as a 50-50 doubt. Rav Yosi bai me'ata, ger shebar liskaya, ein mekablim oisai, ani oime ma'amoy namayavhu, v'nasa oisai ager hoichiyach lechol agerim. Rav Yosi asked the question, if Rav Loza is concerned for the minority in such a case, if someone wants to convert, we shouldn't allow it, since perhaps he's from one of the nations of Amon Namayav, who, and converts from those nations are not permitted to marry into the community. And Akini ha Rav Loza sava meima roiv Eretz Yisrael nesuna biyad akum, Rav Yochanan sava meima roiv Eretz Yisrael nesuna biyad yisrael. Rather, it's as we already said, that Rav Loza reasoned that most of Eretz Yisrael is in the hands of Gentiles, and Rav Yochanan reasoned that most of Eretz Yisrael is in the hands of Jews. V'oy ben hador, Rav Zeira, shalach shal l'Rabbi Alexandria, de seduka, ilein, niklevosin, de hacha, man asin, mesharin behoin, roiv min ha'akum, roiv min yisrael, amalei leith ana yachlin, mesharin behoin. And a further proof is that Rav Zeira sent a question to Alexandria of Seduka. These niklavethin, which are a type of high-quality dates that grow over here, what do you say about them? Do most of them grow in the hands of the Gentiles or in the hands of the Jews? Well, Alexandria answered that he's not able to evaluate them, and the question shows that we follow the majority and ignore the minority. Masnisa Messiah Ladein, Masnisa Messiah Ladein, Masnisa Messiah Lublaza, Hataga Bahal Mokim Demai, Amosab is Manchevoiv, Michnasoi, Miyasol, Aval Imhayo Lekech Manakum Vadai. Lublaza and Abiyochan each have a bais that supports them. A bais that supports the Blaza is that if a person buys from any merchant, it's considered Demai. When is this? When the merchant mostly buys from Jewish farmers, but if he buys from Gentiles, it's definitely Tevel.